Mommy, I want to tell you something.
بگو قربونت برم.
I had such a good time at school today.
اه خوش گذشت.
I had so much fun. It was such a good day.
الهی مادرت بمیر.
So I go to school and then برا. I called up Mariam. خب.
Mariam came, همون yeah. پتی خودمونو میگی. خب
Mom, come on. She's a good girl.
آره واسه لایجرز.
Oh my god, Mamon, she's such a good girl. حالا okay, listen to my story.
بگوید.
So I called Mariam and she was already at school and then we went to the cafeteria. And then
خاک بر سرم مریم با اون وزنش کافتریا هم میره.
Oh my god, mom.
خب بگو از.
Okay, then let me tell you about the rest of my day.
ولی تو یادت باشه ها. تو از این جگر در اومدی. تو از همین ممه چپم شیر خوردی. هیچ وقت یادت نره. جوونیمو به پات دادم. میره با مریم کافتریا واسه من.
Oh my god, mom, you're so hard to deal with. I don't want this anymore.
برو بشین مشقاتو بنویس.
I don't even have any homework.
سلام درود و شاد باش بر شما شرقندگان ایرانی کن. اسم من الناز و امشب دو تا گست داریم. البته گست نیستن اینا، مهمان میهمانان قدیمی هستن، قبلا روی شو بودن و دوباره اومدن.
من زیر شو بودم.
اوه مای گاد. اول از همه این صدا خیلی آشنا، صدای کیه این؟
این صدایی که میشنوید صدای عشق است. خود مایام فرزادم. سلام عرض میکنم.
فرزاد welcome back.
خیلی ممنون.
رفت بودی کانادا دیگه، خیلی بده برگشت.
نه کانادا کشور خوبیه. خوبه. کم سرده. حالا براتون یه شعر گفتم که یک شاعر خیلی قشنگ و زیبا که خودم باشم. چون گاری بی اولاغ و استر آیم به سراغ تو شهنشه، تا بار دیگر به هم بگوییم به به که عجب هوای خوبی.
شاعر بابا، شاعر
وای، رفتی کانادا شاعر شدی اومدی. Okay, and the other voice belongs to Nassim.
Hi.
Your favorite, your fan, your the guy that wants to marry you.
I actually have a lot of people that want to marry me. Which one are you guys referring to right now? Let's be more specific.
البته احمد نه، از وقتی که نسیم دیگه
اصلا دیگه مورد تحویل نگرفت. آره.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I have a few people that do that. Yeah, they leave once I'm gone.
نه، دیروز داشتیم صحبت میکردیم. نسیم میخواست بره برکلی شوهر پیدا کنه.
Really?
خدا.
Boy, Ahmad, now, do you hear that?
You gotta be a Berkeley graduate. I'm sorry.
Get on it.
ببینم graduate باید باشی. من فکر کنم قرارشو بری شما اینجا دانشجو مانشوار قشنگ چیز مصاحبه کنی.
Baby, either graduate school, senior year of your undergrad program, anything as long as it's promising for the future.
قد بلند و هیکل ردیف.
Preferably, yeah, قد بلند، هیکل ردیف، اخلاق خوب، خانواده دار، یکم, you know, just a good round person. Just a normal person. Just a Berkeley graduate normal person.
Just to say, Hamid and Shahid are not here with us tonight. Unfortunately. But yeah, I think we can hold it down, right? I think we can hold it down.
Of course we can hold it down. We miss you guys, but we can hold it down.
Hold it.
Okay, bacha, what's up?
Well, yeah, توی صفحه فیسبوکمون گذاشتیم از متروی تهران، ایستگاه آزادی بود آیه تهیه کننده، بله ایستگاه آزادی، که انگار که رودخونه است اونجا که قطارها باید تکون بخورن راه برن، اونجا پر آبه. این اصلا یک وضعیتیه. لطفا بریم به صفحه فیسبوک ما.
Oh my god.
facebook.com/iranikem و این عکس رو ببینین.
That's
سیل
crazy.
گرفته. وحشتناک.
I mean, this is why I don't trust underground transportation. I've never been on one. I've never been on a metro, Caltrain, BART, whatever it is that we have.
من هم توی مملکت خودمون بودم.
بله.
هم توی مملکت فرنگ.
بله بله.
خیلی هم امن و امانه. تا چیز بعدم مگه شنا بلد نیستی؟
Oh my god, I don't want to shit on the metro.
راست میگی، لباسه آدم ممکن کثیف بشه.
Exactly, آدم کیفش، سلفونش.
سلفونش اینا که همین اوتوماتیک میره تو مترو.
Oh yeah.
But isn't using the metro one of the primary means of transportation in Iran?
Yes,
so what's going on? Everybody's taking taxi and
دیگه نمیدونم چه بلای سرشون اومد، ولی خلاصه بارون اومد و مترو رو آب برد.
این اتفاق کی افتاده بود؟
اتفاق فکر کنم همین تازگی ها، دو سه هفته پیش.
واو That sucks. Iranian engineers, what's going on, man?
Get on this.
So more news from our motherland. Dollar shode 1700 tuman.
Hurrah!
I'm moving to Iran.
I don't know. I don't get it. This is a good thing.
Yeah, for me. If I'm moving to Iran, I'm going to take all my money in my bank and I'm going to go there.
Someone dear that you're meeting. 2000 tuman.
I know.
So if someone has money in Iran and they're living outside of Iran, this is bad news because that means their value went down.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who actually have.
Actually, یه چیز ببخش معذرت میخوام. دلار شده بود 2000 تومان. الان اومده پایین. دلیلش هم مذاکرات هسته‌ای بین ایران و گروه 5 علاوه 1 دور اولش گفتن با موفقیت انجام شد. درنتیجه قیمت سکه و طلا و سکه طلا و دلار در ایران اومد پایین. حالا یه چیزی هم نیومده پایین، 1700 تومان اونقدر پول کمی نیست. ولی خب حالا اومد پایین، خدا رو شکر واسه کسایی که در داخل ایران درآمدشون از داخل ایرانه. ولی خب دیگه الماز الان
Like the cost of buying a car has doubled, I've heard.
هر چیزی که
the cost of a car is ridiculous over there, especially the foreign cars.
Tax مالیات میگیرن برای اینکه بخوان صادرات و بخشی واردات رو رگولیت کنن. البته اینا همه چیزای آفیشالی که گفته میشه. حالا خدا میدونه کی داره کجا میخوره و میبره.
Wait, if I take my little Corolla, my Toyota Corolla in Iran, I'd be balling.
After paying for your little transportation to get it there, I don't think you'd be balling as much as us.
I would be so balling in my little Toyota Corolla.
خونه تو باید بفروشی مالیات ورودیشو بدی.
Okay, speaking of Iran, so a lot of Iranian women have breast implants.
Oh my god.
Not breast implants, I'm sorry. They have a lot of surgery on their faces. And Nassim has news related to that.
Breast implants, although not in Iran, inside the United States, right now is at 300,000 per year.
ببینم 300,000 یعنی دونه ای حساب کردن یا دو تایی شما؟
If you want to calculate it that way, I guess it'd be 600,000.
600.
But you know what? I have some really sad news for you. That also counts the women who go and get them reduced in size.
Who in their right mind would? You should stop coming.
Farzad is genuinely concerned, ladies and gentlemen. Farzad is genuinely concerned.
You should see his facial expression. I've never seen him this serious.
یه مسئله پزشکیه که ما دوست داریم یعنی دوست داریم بیشتر راجبش بدونیم. مثلا من یه سوال داشتم. اگر که شما ممتون عمل کرده باشین بچه رو بخواین شیر بدین، بچه مریض نمیشه؟ اصلا میتونی شیر بدین؟
They normally advise against you having breast implants.
Against me? Having a...
If you have...
Well, they definitely advise you against. I personally advise you against getting breast implants.
I personally advise you not to breastfeed. That's just wrong. But yeah, normally they advise women to not have breast implants and then breastfeed. So if you're going to have breast implants, you should have it after
you've had kids.
But no. The news. There's more news to this.
There's more funny news when it comes to this type of surgery for plastic surgery and looks. The fastest growing plastic surgery right now is chin augmentations.
Chune.
Right now, it's only 20,000 per year, but it's the fastest growing.
20,000 ta dar sal va dar tedadesh afzayesh peyda mikone. Khob chigar mikonan?
Does that include the little butt chin?
Do they get that in? Like, do people get like dimples placed in? Like, I don't understand.
مثل مایکل جکسون اینجوری بچه این دوتا الان جلو من نشستن دارن چونه شون اینجوری به هم فشار میدن که از این
نه الاز هز مورد
الله حکم
I don't know
آقا that's gross stop احمد نه الان تو این صحنه رو میدیدی پشیمون میشدی
خیلی اگر الان این صحنه رو میدیدم پشیمون میشدن so let's thank god that this is just a recording
yeah let's talk about boobs man چونه چی
میشه no let's move on from boobs
سکم کن سوال داریم خانم چونه رو یعنی چی کارش میکنن چه شکلی میکنن
کوچیکشون بزرگش میکنن من خودم یکی رو میشناسم like چونه شکم جلوتر بود
اون که تو داری نشون میدی فک کشه ها
نه خب like اینجاش like دراز بود
اینجاش دراز بود
نه like a longer chin it doesn't sound right in Farsi they had a longer chin and they had that like moved back like تراشیدن روشو
ایوا
oh my god stop looking
تراشیده یعنی استخون
And that's disgusting, but I think that counts in this.
So if you Iranian listeners have ever had a chin implant, we would like to know why and what you did.
And could you send us
a
picture?
And a before and after picture, please.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and if you got a butt chin.
Butt chin.
Butt implants.
Oh my god.
Those are nice.
Why would you get butt implants? They have the little like underwear.
With
the
yeah, they have these things that's called
a butt
booster.
Yeah,
and, like,
I saw
it's, like,
it on CNN.
Oh my God, CNN
it's
has
one of those things. عین بقیه چیزا که میفروشن یه مدت میان چی میگن
but this one's been around for years
yeah and there are so many people around us and you know که اگه بود ما هم الان خوشحال بودیم.
So speaking of butt implants, what's going on in Korea?
Speaking of butt implants, آقای سانسورجی آماده باش. والا حقیقتش اینه که دولت کره شمالی یک عالمه آدم و خبرنگار و دیگنتری و از این برنامه از کشورهای مختلف دنیا دعوت کرد، گفت تشریف بیارید بفرمایین تو، خلاصه که ما میخوایم یه ماهواره بفرستیم هوا. آمریکا اینا هم خودشون رو جر دادن نکن فلان فلان شده. چرا؟ برای اینکه میترسن شما قرار کلاهک هسته‌ای روش بذارین و همه این داد و جنجال و بوم ترکید اما وسط هوا به درد نخور.
No way.
این سر و صدا و جار و جنگ. آره بعد آقای این یارو هم که دیده این بچه دانشجوهای ایژنا میمونه اینجوری موهاش اینجوری دورش کچل کرده بالاش فقط گذاشته مثل سبزیجات اون بالا. خلاصه اونم یه سخنرانی کرد و گفتش که دفعه دیگه میزنیم میترکونیم همه رو.
Oh my god, that's embarrassing.
کارمون درسته.
That's so embarrassing.
نه دیگه، حالا کره است دیگه، کسی انتظار نداره.
True.
حالا هم خنده داره چی بود یارو آقای بیل ماهر توی تلویزیون میگفت همون آشغالا رو میفروشن به ایران. همون چیز گفت
That doesn't even work.
آره گفت بمب میخوام بدم، بمب اتمی که ایران نداره با موشک کره شمالی که کار نمیکنه همراهی کنه.
And everybody's scared of us.
Yeah, everybody's scared
and
of us.
And there's no reason. Whoa. So you heard it first on Iranican. Don't be scared of Iran because whatever we have doesn't work anyway.
جهنم خارجی یا جهنم ایرانی رو میگم جهنم خارجی. میرم اینا آقا سر به داغ و آتیش و میلت آسن و این حرفا و خلاصه میگه آقا غلط کردم منو برای همونجا ایرونی. میرم ایرونی میبینه که همه گل و گلاب و دارن تخته میزنن و چای میخورن و میگه آقا قضیه چی؟ میگه اینجا خب ماهشت ایرانی، یه روز مأمور زغالش نمیاد، یه روز آتیشش کار نمیکنه.
Good to keep in mind.
فرزاد has one more piece of news.
من چقدر صحبت کردم.
آخه میدونی دلمون تنگ شده بود.
شیرین قربونم بره الهی.
جز اینکه خودت قربون خودت بری فرزاد جان.
آقا بازی پرسپولیس داماش دقیقه مثلا 93 94 داشت خلاصه همینجوری پیش میرفت و مردم فوش خارمادر رو از این صحبت ها میدادن به داور بازی. دیگه داوره کم آورد، آقای رفیق اعصابش خورد شد، بازی رو یه دقیقه مونده به اینکه وقتش تموم بشه منحل کرد، گفتش که یا شما یا اینجا جای من یا جای شما. خلاصه ول کرد و رفت. تماشاگرای پرسپولیس به خاطر رفتار بعدشون باعث شدن که 2 امتیاز هم از مجموع امتیازات تیم پرسپولیس کم بشه، هرچند که بازی رو داشتن میباختن ولی حالا 3 هیچ هم بازنده اعلام بشن.
Yes, so Nassim brought up a really interesting topic at our content meeting last week. And she said, what did you say, Nassim?
I said life decisions. I asked for help from you guys. How is life decisions boring, Fazlajan? Life decisions, like, I was just wondering, Basan, being at this age, we're making so many decisions that are going to affect us, you know, for the whole rest of our life. Uh-huh. Majors, you know, life partners, where we want to study, where we want to do all this stuff. And I was just wondering, do you go with what you think is right or do you go with what your parents say is right?
And that is exactly what we're going to spend the rest of the show talking about. And also, I want you all... all of our listeners to stay with us because why? Because we got so much attention. And I want to say negative and positive attention for our interview last week with Reza Farhan from Shaws of Sunset. Yes, and me too. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about your comments and responding to them. You're listening to Iranican Live. We'll be right back.
I'm چرا بد میارم، چی بوده گناهم، هنوزم چشاتو هنوهم میدونم، ولی کن میدونم که تنها میمونم، به چشمام نگاه کن تو یه حس غریبی، نمیدونم چرا با این دلم رقیبی، همه آرزوها شبیه سرابه، دیگه دلی نمونده، دلی که کبابه، برای دل من دیگه ناه نمونده، همه بی وفایی دلمو شکونده، تنهام نزار حلالت عشقم، به بودن تو من خوشم ای سر نوشتم، تو خاطرات این لحظه دومیه، به خاطر لحظم عاشقا گذاشتم،
how much your parents influence the decisions that you make and major points in your life. So all of us being Iranian, and actually even non-Iranian, but mostly Iranian, Middle Eastern, Asian parents have a lot of influence on the decisions that we make. For example, where we go to school, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. college,
yeah.
who we're dating, who we get married to, what we actually become. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of influence
بابا
over that.
بابا همین پارسال مامانم میگفت اینو نپوش. این چیه میپوشی؟
Yeah, exactly. 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 And how we came about this topic, which is what we discussed right before we went on the break, was Nasim is at a certain stage where she's trying to decide on what to do with her life and where to go to school, and her parents are pushing her one way and her gut is pushing her the next, and I don't want to talk for you.
Yeah,
so.
No. I'm trying to rethink the dilemma in my head right now. No, I mean, right now, for anyone that's, you know, transferring or just going to colleges right now, at this stage, this is the point where you have to, you know, submit where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So you have to decide your exact major and what school you want to go to, which will kind of determine, you know, what jobs you get. Because a lot of people, once they move away for school, you know, they kind of, they build their roots there, and that's where they build connections, especially in the field of like law or politics or stuff like that. You build your connections, that's where you're basically going to be living for a majority of your life. And right now, like, my dilemma right now is my parents are not pushing me in a certain direction, but they suggest something, and they're like, you know what, Nasim, like, you know, so-and-so X UC is such a good university, you should go there, I see it being so perfect for you, and I see you succeeding there, but like, my gut feeling is probably like with Y University, and I really want to go there, and I think that's best, and you know, like, the statistics show me that Y is best and everything, but throughout history, like, throughout just living, like, my parents have been right about so many things that I thought they were wrong about. Like, for instance, you know, if they told me, you know what, you should get this car, not this car, and I didn't listen to them, and then I ended up regretting it. And I was like, you know what, they were right. I should have gotten that car that they suggested.
ولی یه چیزی من بهت بگم. همه این حرفایی که میزنی درست. ولی یه اتفاقی که میفته به عنوان یکی کسی که 30 خورده سالشه به یه نوجوان 700 ساله‌ای که مثل تو. Go with your gut.
Why?
سر اینجور مسائل انتخاب رشته و اینا باید تو توی آینده این کاری که میکنی عشق توش باشه. اگر که فقط یه کاری باشه که بخوای یه پولی بیاد و بری و بری سر کار و این حرفا، این به درد نمیخوره. زندگیت مثل اینه که مثلا شوهر بد بکنی.
Yeah.
میدونی چی میگم؟ I mean, چیزی که باهات میمونه. Yeah. باید با یه چیزی بری که دلت راضی باشه.
آخه how do you know? Like I'm young. I mean, I'm not going to say I know everything because I don't, and that's what scares
Nasim
me.
Nasim is young.
Farzad, hold on. Help me with my dilemma first and then we'll talk about that. But, you know, like, it scares me. What if this is just a phase? What if, you know, I just love and I'm passionate about this and then I grow out of it in a year or so? And I'm like, oh my God, Mom, you were right. Oh my God, Dad, like, I should have gone in that major
that's
because
okay
that's a more
too.
Stable thing.
It's
but
okay.
How is that okay? How is wasting, you know, a few years of my life okay?
That's not what I'm trying to prevent. That's not a waste of your time. It's think of it as an investment in your future.
How's it an investment when you like you're spending
که, oh
money,
God,
you're spending your
gonna...
youth on something that
آره, ولی,
is not useful.
ولی جلوگیری کردی از یه راه اشتباهی که رفتی قرار بوده بری یه کار دیگه کردی. اینجوری باید بهش نگاه کنی. ما مدت زمانی که رو کره خاکی هستیم محدوده. با زمانی هم که میتونی این تصمیم‌ها رو بگیری و توی راه درست پیش بری و اینا، فکر نکن که با یه سال دو سال عقب افتادن تموم میشه. من یکی از فامیلامون کلاس پنجم فقط سواد داشت، 20 خورده‌ای سالگی رفت دانشگاه درس خوند و دکترای ادبیات شد و کتابای فارسی راهنمایی رو یک کوآترشه، یکی از نویسنده هاشون ایشونه.
واو.
Yeah. یعنی کفاشی میکرد در این حد بهت بگم.
No, I mean I know it's never too late, but it's right now I'm trying to make the best decision. That's my dilemma. Yeah. You know, like I'm thinking, oh, maybe if I do like if I study like politics. This is me right now. I love law and politics. That's what I love doing. You know, this summer I'm interning in politics. I love it. I'm passionate about it. But my parents, you know, to Persians that's a foreign concept. We don't have a lot of people in politics.
خب
we don't have a lot of people
in Boston شناسی خوندم. Boston شناس کسی نمیدونه.
Boston شناسی این چی؟
Archaeology.
Why did you study archaeology, Fazlis? Well,
hold on.
Do you regret it right now?
No.
Okay. And was it your gut decision or was it what your parents were saying?
My parents did not want me to study archaeology.
And are you working with it right now?
No.
What did your parents want you to study?
Computers.
Okay. If you studied computers, do you think you'd be happy right now?
I don't like computers. I'd be miserable.
Well, let me ask you something else. Do you have the type of parents that are pushy?
No. They're very supportive.
Okay. That's the difference. مادر پدرایی هستن که ایرانی ان یا هندی ان یا افغانی ان whatever، مادر پدرایی هستن که اگر که برخلاف میل اونا شما تصمیم بگیری مثلا از لحاظ مالی دیگه بهت کمک نمی کنن.
Yeah.
میگن
yeah.
You're on your own، برو میخوای بری مثلا فلان جا، برو پول خودتو بده و رو پای خودت وایسا، با ما هیچ کاری نداری.
الحمدلله که توی آمریکا زندگی میکنی و هنوز این توانایی رو داری که وام بگیری، بری دانشگاه کار بکنی، بخور و نمیرتو بگذرونی، 4 سال دانشگاهتو بری، بعدش آسون میشه اگه میخوای فوق لیسانس بخونی و اینا. اگه تو ایران داریم صحبت میکنیم it's very difficult. بلکه یک باید کنکور بدی، هر رشته‌ای که دلت بخواد نمیتونی بری، تعداد دانشگاه محدوده.
تو ایران که کلا فرق میکنه این جریان دانشگاه کجا بری و اینا. I feel like it's all the same. تو ایران they don't really.
همین دیلمایی که تو میگی، ماها سر کنکور داشتیم. ما یه سال دو سال زندگیمون باید درس میخوندیم تا یه کاری بشیم، یعنی یه دونه رشته قبول میشدی تموم بود، همونو باید میرفتی. بعد رقابت زیاد بود برای انتخاب مثلا یه رشته که پاپیولاره. خب حالا سرش هم دعوا زیادتره، آدم بیشتری شرکت میکنن برای اون رشته، سو محدودیت هم بیشتره. سو این دیلماها رو ما داشتیم، ولی at the end of the day go with your gut feeling. It's not a waste of time. Your parents are gonna help you. تا اونجایی که میشه از نعمت وجودشون استفاده کن، اندرز و پندشون رو گوش کن، ولی آخرش you are your own woman. You have to make your own decision.
Okay. بذار بهت بگم.
الله اکبر.
حالا نه یه چیز، یه مشکل دیگه هم که وجود داره اینه که از لحاظ روحی روانی خیلی از مادر پدرها فشار میارن روی بچه‌هاشون.
آره.
مخصوصا بچه‌هایی که خیلی وابسته به مادر پدرشون هستن.
درست.
یا اینکه به انگلیسی میگن people pleaser. میدونی مثلا میخوان همیشه مامان باباشون افتخار کنن به وجود بچه‌شون، یا مثلا دلشون میخواد که مامان بابام خوشحال باشن با تصمیمایی که من در روی زندگی میگیرم،
یا کسایی که مامان باباشون انقدر زدن تو سرشون که این هیچ وقت اون اتنشن رو نگرفته، چیز نگرفته، میخواد خوش یه جوری مطرح کنه که پدر مادرش راضی باشن.
آره.
خب اون
خب اینم یه مشکل هست که به نظرم بریم یه بریک بگیریم و برگردیم و درباره این مشکل روی روان قربون
دهنت
برمیگردیم. ازت بیزارم و بازم دوست دارم، ازت دلگیرم و باز بی تو میرم، با هات در جنگم و باز بی تو دلتنگم، با هات در گیرم و باز از خودم سیرم، از این عادت که هر
صبح
نیست یه چیزیم هست، دلم خسته است از هرچی عشق بیزارم. تو این حسو نمیفهمی، تو بیرحمی، باید دست از تو بردارم. از این عادت که هر ساعت من و راحت به هم میریزه بیزارم، از این که تو با هم سردی رهام کردی ولی بازم دوست دارم. از این عادت که هر ساعت من و راحت به هم میریزه بیزارم، از این که تو با هم سردی رهام کردی ولی بازم دوست دارم.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us.
We're all still here.
So once again, to kind of just remind everybody who's been listening, and to tell anybody who just randomly decided to click on the middle of the podcast, be like, I don't care what they said the first like half an hour. Let's listen to the rest of it. We're talking about problems and how to make decisions when we come to a fork in the road, and whether to trust our gut, go with what we want to do, or and a lot of us have parents who are pushing us to make certain decisions. راجب
فشارهایی که به نوجوانا و جوونا میاد وقتی که میخوان مسائل مهمی رو، تصمیم‌های نهایی اساسی تو زندگیشون بگم، فشارهایی که از طرف خانواده بهشون وارد میشه.
And we left off talking about the pressure of the way parents put pressure on their children, mm-hmm. and children feel as though they have to please their parents and do what they want to do. For example, their career, like, you know, instead of going into psychology,
everything.
Going into medical school, going to dental school. In fact, I actually know a girl who just got into pharmacy school who really, really wanted to go and do plant science. And she hated pharmacy, but her parents pushed her. And they actually used the whole money thing on her and said, we're not going to support you at all.
Ironia.
Wow. Ironia.
Yeah.
Wow. Better. بعد که دخترشون چی بشه اون وقت؟
فارماسیست، داروساز.
داروساز بشه و الان هپیه؟
الان تازه داره داروسازی رو شروع میکنه، یعنی داره برخلاف میل مادر پدرش نمیره، داره کاری که اونا میگن بکن میکنه.
خودش دوست داشت چیکار بشه؟
Plant science, a botanist.
حالا like which if pharmacist. No, I mean if pharmacy is more promising, wouldn't she learn to love it?
Okay, let me say one thing about this issue. Personal. Mm-hmm. So I applied to medical school. I did not want to go to medical school.
Bad.
I applied to medical school. I even got to the interview stage, mm-hmm. and then I stopped. Because I realized in the middle of it that it's not something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And this was my life. Because at the end of the day, my parents are a huge factor in my life.
It's my life.
Exactly, Bon Jovi, right?
I have high no five. Idea what you high five.
They just high five, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that are
so
not
excited
here,
excited that maybe Farzad knew who Bon Jovi was. But
Bon Jovi, mish nazam.
Okay,
so New Jersey.
So halfway, I decided to just get a job and go into public health.
خب نسیم جون
wait.
این قرار بود یا دکتر بشه یا همین کاری که الان داره میکنه.
Yeah.
هر چی که مامان بابات گفتن همونو گوش میکنی.
Thank you.
No, I mean if there's always a dilemma of like my dad always tells me, he's like, Nassim, I know you better than you do yourself. Mm-hmm. And he does. Yeah. Like 99% of the time he'll be like, Nassim, you're going to do that, but you're going to regret it. I'll be like, nah, but be khuda. Like, I've done my research. I know this is the right decision.
Right.
My friends are saying it's the right decision. I'm saying it's the right decision. I'm going to do it. 2 months later, daddy, you were right. I'm sorry. Bedajon, you were right. And with, you know, with small decisions, you can always go back and redo it. But with the bigger decisions of like your life, your major, your life partner, your, you know, your career path, everything like that, you can't really just be like, you know what? I made a mistake for the past 5 years. I'm going to go back and let's do this all over again.
Well,
let me
ask you something.
Works.
What are you scared of? Are you scared of failing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm scared of failing.
And are you scared of like making your parents sad and not proud of you?
luckily, I think I'm fortunate enough that no matter what I do, they'll be proud of me.
Okay, so in that case, make mistakes. Because I cannot tell you how much I've learned from mistakes that I've made. And I've owned up to them. And I don't have anybody to blame but myself.
If you don't make mistakes, you're not living.
Exactly. And the thing is, you make these mistakes.
What cost?
But hold on. It doesn't matter what cost. I mean,
OCD نباش بابا. دایت به چی گفتم؟ من و نسیم دیشب رفته بودیم با هم شام زدیم. جای همگی خالی. دادم باش. آره. یاد گفتن آخرش یاد باشه که هر جا گیر کردی یاد باشه که این نیز بگذره، رد میشه میره، یه تایم پریودی هست و تموم میشه. اونی که بعدش اتفاق میفته اینه که شخص نسیم یا هر آدم دیگه قوی تر از این ماجرا بیرون میاد. یعنی به بارت اضافه شده، به مغزت اضافه شده.
کانیه
برای دوستانی که کانیه رو نمیشناسن اسم آدمه.
No, but basically what I'm trying to tell you is that I might not be making as much money as a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist or whatever. I might not be able to live in the houses that they're living in, but I can guarantee you that I'm probably going to be happier than most of those people because I feel more fulfilled in what I'm doing, even though I might
like
be making half.
So you like the little cage you call home. I
what just said?
My mom is not a little cage.
I can live in these national studio. Yeah, the little cage I call home, I love, okay?
I'm backing off.
No, but basically what I'm saying is you can do it. You can do whatever. And the thing is,
you can do it.
You need to prove to yourself that you can make good decisions for yourself. And even when you make mistakes, you will get over it.
See, I think you just hit my problem spot on. I don't trust myself to make the right decision.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I think the issue is here. Yeah. That you feel as though, like, I don't trust myself because my parents have always been right about me. You know, or like 50% of the time they've been right about me. And they've been
what
the ones who've been waking most at this.
Stop.
آدمی که تمام عمرش مادر پدرش براش تصمیماشو گرفتن یا کمکش کردن پوشش کردن به یه دایرکشنی که تصمیم بگیره نمیتونه، یعنی همیشه باید پوشش رو نگاه کنه بگه مامان بابا am I making the right decision?
That's exactly what I have been
raised. And that's not good. You just need to go straight ahead, make your own decisions, make mistakes.
But that's so terrifying.
با این قسمت موافقم. با این قسمت آقا life is terrifying ولی به قول
بابا I don't like terrifying.
You don't like ببین life as is not fair. It's not about being fair, not being terrifying, being all glamorous. It's none of that. خب life is life. خب یکی تو افغانستان دنیا میاد، یکی تو بنگلادش دنیا میاد، یکی تو نیویورک دنیا میاد. فرق میکنه همه این سرکمستنس ها و اینا، از اولش فر نیست. منتها اتفاقی که میفته آقا میگذره. به قولشون میری جلو، یا مامان بابات پوشت کردن یا تو ضد پدر مادرت رفتی، آخرش you're gonna make decisions. بعضیاشو regret میکنی، بعضیاشو خیلی هم خوشحالی که انجام دادی. ولی همه این نگرانی و اینا دوره داره، دورش هم میگذره. اینا تموم میشه میره، پیرزن میشی 800 هزار سالت که شد، 90 میاد میگه که این مامان بابا منو کچل کردن، من چیکار کنم؟ من میخوام برم بالریان بشم. به من میگن مرتضا تو غلط کردی میخوای بالریان بشی.
اگه اسمش مرتضاست واقعا غلط کرده بالریان بشه اگه بیاد از من بپرسه.
Well, this is kind of interesting because I want to know Farzad being a man
sometimes
most of the
time and Nassim being a girl, I want to know if there's a difference between the way moms and dads treat their sons and daughters.
من این رو جواب شما رو میذارم برای سگمنت بعدی برنامه. بسیار خوب. ولی مردا و زنا اصولا یه تفاوتایی با هم دارن. شنبول وایز
ولی بعد از بریک بهم میگی.
نه دیگه گفتم. بریم به ایرانی که گوش میکنیم برای عکس.
Let's get lost tonight. You could be see my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary, I'm the boss tonight. And you don't give a what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take six and take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Me like right now. I don't know if you got a man or not. If you made plans or not. If God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand years, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a blind. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
faster, stronger. That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. Like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it
faster. Assalamu alaikum, ما برگشتیم یک آهنگ
Can only make me stronger.
بچه ها مجددن تکرار میکنم کانیه اسم این آقای خواننده است.
And his last name is West.
غرب. کانیه غرب.
کانیه شرق. کانیه غرب.
زنده باد همه کانیه های عالم.
Okay, so going back to the topic. We left off on talking about the difference between men or boys and girls. If we think parents put a difference between men and girls.
بین دختر و پسر به نظر من که میذارم.
میذارم.
بین بچه اول و دوم فرق میذارم بین دختر و پسر.
تو هم خواهر داری هم خودت هم برادری.
آره من میدونم من قشنگ میدونم.
بگو تجربه‌ت بگو.
تجربه من اینه که پسر قند عسل دودول طلا شیر و شکر از این حرفا دخترم هست دیگه. تازه حالا تو خانواده ما اینطوری نبود به اون شدت ولی من میتونم ببخشین خیلی عذر میخوام معذرت میخوام خیلی فاز عمیقی رفتیم تو دریاچه قوی نمیدونم
شایکوفسکی like a Titanic style like
Beethoven 6th symphony for Adiago in strings is playing
اصلا آه میخوام یه دقیقه ما ساکت شیم بچه‌ها گوش کنن
مامت
Hollywood.
Oh my god. Oh, Mr. Producer, we love you. Okay.
That was a good moment.
You should have seen
our
the face on the producer. Ashkan, who's sitting in there, and he was like, "What the hell is this?"
Oh my god. بچه
ها Endless has her own blooper. She starts the second and just leaves off.
من میخواستم بگم که برگردیم به موضوع برای اینکه
آره بگو
من با برم دست
او مای گاد. اوکی دن
مرد و زن، دختر و پسر میگفتی.
من داشتم میگفتم من غلط بکنم چیزی بگم.
Honestly, like what do you see being the difference between how your parents affected your life versus how they affected your sister's life or how they attempted to?
Let me try to fight hard to get what she wanted.
But she got it, right?
But she got it.
What about you?
I had to ask. And it was provided.
Okay.
Well, and this comes from a family که پدر مادر تحصیل کردن، ایده های عقب مونده چیز آنچنانی وجود نداره، ولیکن یه همچین تفاوت هایی رو میشد دید. حالا میتونه این به خاطر بچه اول و بچه دوم باشه، فرق بین دختر و پسر باشه. چون من خیلی خوشگلم، میدونی چی میگم؟ من غلط کردم، خواهرم واقعا ماهه، شوهر داره. Back off guys. خلاصه آره، ولی یه همچین فرقایی رو من واقعا احساس کردم. خواهر من از فایتر، از تمام از اول زندگیش فایتر بوده تا الان. برای اینکه حتی من مثلا شکلاتشو میدوزیدم، I wouldn't، مثلا من چیز نبود که برگردم مثلا یه دونه شکلات جدید برای اون خریده باشم. She had to fight، بگه این آقا سهم من خورده.
That's good.
آره.
That's such a good personality.
شما به عنوان parents you have to provide me with another chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate bar. So, آره.
And then do you think there was a difference between you being the older and her being younger? خب فقط شما دو تایین.
ببین نه، من یه خواهر کوچیک‌تر دارم.
آها. آره. من حالا فرق بین شما سه تا چه جوریه؟ یعنی خواهر کوچیک‌تر.
خواهر کوچیک لوس.
قربونش
برم، میدونم که خودش و دوستاش گوش میکنن.
یعنی تونسته، she pretty much got whatever she wanted.
She pretty much got whatever she wanted. Plus که دوره‌ای که ما بزرگ شدیم، من و خواهر بزرگترم، با دوره‌ای که خواهر کوچیکم بزرگ شد فرق میکنه. ما در دوران جنگ بزرگ شدیم. یه دونه بستنی دو قلو بود و دوازت.
وای به گودی.
آره. آره دیگه چیز دیگه ای نبود، یه کیتکت بود که بعدن تقلبیشو زدن کردن تک تک و دیگه یه همچین چیزایی بود. مثلا اونقدر چیز نبود.
شما ایران بزرگ شدین، کوچیک آمریکا.
اصلا از لهجه معلومه که من ایران بزرگ شدم.
نه کوچیک آمریکا بزرگ شده، کوچیک ایران.
کوچیک بعد از جنگ در ایران بزرگ شده. آره.
یعنی من فکر میکنم وضعیت روحی روانی خود مادر پدرام پس اثر میذاره رو بزرگ
کردن
بچه.
خیلی تاثیر میذاره، برای اینکه خواهر من درست موقعی که بمباران های تهران شروع شد یه 10 روز 20 روز بعدش دنیا اومد. خب یعنی خب مطمئنا تاثیر میذاره. از بچگی من یه عالمه عکس هست، از بچگی خواهر دومیم زیاد عکس نیست. خب من اینا رو میفهمم که پدر مادر زمان جنگ شده، نگرانی هست، اعصاب نیست، نمیدونم اتفاقای خیلی عجیبی افتاده، زندگی به هم ریخته، اون مدلی که بوده دیگه نیست، یه اتفاق خارجی باعث شده که همون شیرازه زندگی همه مردم ایران از هم بپاشه. خب به خاطر همین برای مثلا عکس گرفتن و نمیدونم چیزی که نه وقتی بوده نه اعصاب بوده، من اینا رو میفهم. ولی به هر حال اینا تاثیر میذاره روی بچه. وقتی که تو مثلا 5 سالت شد میگی مامان عکس بچه گی من کو، میگن بیا همین یه دونه از برالشو ببر. آره دیگه اینجوریه.
آره ولی کلا من فکر میکنم که مادر پدرها وقتی سنشون میره بالاتر خیلی صبور میشن، یعنی با بچه کوچیکتر خیلی راحت تر.
خب یاد گرفتن.
اتفاقا من یه موقع یادمه که خواهر من خیلی، مثلا مامانم خیلی راحت تر. یعنی
Is she younger than you, Anas?
She's about 9 years. 9 سال با هم فاصله داریم. Okay. بعد این خواهر من داشت میرفت های سکول، راهنمایی میشه. راهنمایی که داشت میرفت آرایش میکرد.
دبیرستان
ببخشید. داشت آرایش میکرد. بعد من مامانم اصلا نمیذاش من این ابروهای پیوسته داشتم، نمیذاش این وسطاشو بردارم تا مثلا کلاس بگم مثلا 9 دهم آمریکا بوده. اصلا داشتم میمردم من. بعد مامانم یه بار به مامانم گفتم چرا میذاری این انقدر آرایش کنه ولی منو نذاشتی؟ قشنگ اومد گفت ما رو تو
آزمایش
نه we've made some mistakes with you و یاد گرفتیم.
درسته.
و میدونیم که چجوری با این باید چجوری باشیم. و یه چیز دیگه هم که هست، مثلا اینقدر مام بابای من رو من فشار می آوردن که مثلا برو medical school و اینجور چیزا، زیاد رو خواهرم نمیذارن. خواهرم الان خیلی راحت تر داره میره جلو، مثلا اون دانشگاهی که تو خواسته رفته و همه اینا. ولی از این طرف هم هست که من احساس میکنم منم یه چیزه، من به اونا یه چیزایی یاد دادم که اون ایدئالایی که اینا دارن
درست.
همیشه درست نیست، میدونی؟ یعنی اون آها اینو میخواستم آها ما در پدر رو باید بفهمن که بچه هاشون بقیه زندگیشون نیستن، they're not an extension
ادامه زندگی خودشون، زندگی مستقلی
خیلی از مادر پدرها احساس میکنن که کمبودای زندگیشونو میخوان بچه هاشون داشته باشن، کما اینکه نمیفهمن که اون کمبودایی که اونا تو زندگیشون داشتن ما رو خوشحال نمیکنه.
مثلا اگه مادر شما مثلا میخواست دکتر بشه نشده، مثلا دارم میگم میخواد که بچهش حتما دکتر بشه.
Exactly what's happening in my family. No, they're not pushing it, thank God. Like I said, they're not very pushy about it. But they're like, ما مثلا امکاناتش رو نداشتیم، ما نتونستیم. We were first generation immigrants. You're not. You have our support. You have our money. You have the intelligence. You have it. Like, you have the possibility, so you should do it.
Exactly. Like, but, ما نتونستیم. برای همین دلمون میخواد تو بکنی، به خاطر اینکه احساس میکنیم تو اینجوری خوشحال‌تر میشی.
Exactly. Okay.
And اینو باید بچه‌ها بفهمن که مادر پدرها هیچ وقت بدیشون رو نمیخوان. And they're always gonna love you. And even though you feel like they're not going to be supportive.
بچه این موضوع تا ابد و دهر همینطور خواهد بود.
من
معذرت. من واقعا
معذرت.
ولی این موضوع این موضوع تا همیشه همینطوره. موضوع بین پدر مادر و بچه، به خصوص که هر نسلی هم یه سری تغییراتی به وجود میاد. مثلا پدر مادر ما اهل اینترنت نبودن. اهل کامپیوتر یه مقدار بودن، نمیدونم پدر مادر اونا دیگه اسب و الاغ و این صحبت ها لالا یه دو تا نسل حالا ما فرجه بگیریم زیاد تر بگیم، ولی خب هر نسلی با هر نسلی فرق میکنه. بعدم میگم عمر، همون حرفی که اول برنامه زدم، عمر آدم کوتاهه. یه دوره مخصوصا خیلی مثلا 60 سال 70 سال 80 سال تو این کره خاکی هستیم، اشتباهات تکرار میشه. خب هر چقدر مردم کتاب بنویسن، اویلیبل باشه اینفورمیشن که شما این اشتباهو نکنید، این کارو نکنید، سعدی بری کتابشو بخونی، پند و اندرز و همه اینا رو بهت بدن، هر آدمی ایندیویدوالیستیک فرق میکنه موضوعش. در نتیجه این اتفاقا خواهد افتاد. مسئله مهم اینه که آدم کاری که دلش راضیش میکنه بکنه. اگر امکاناتشو داری، مثلا میخوای پدر مادرت میگن که برو دکتر شو، همه چی ما بهت میدیم، ما اومدیم تو مملکت، ولی تو دلت میخواد بری همون بالرینه بشی، برو بالرینه بشو.
ولی بدون که هیچ وقت اون پولی که دکتر در میاره نخواهی داشت،
اونو در نمیاری، ولی ممکنه راضی باشی، ولی پدر مادرت هم بد تو رو نمیخوان.
آها، منم همینو میخواستم بگم که مادر پدر فقط دلشون میخواد که تو خوشحال باشی و خوشبخت بشی، ولی وقتی نشون میدی که مامان من اگه دکترم نباشم میتونم خوشبخت باشم، من الان اینو به مامان بابام نشون دادم.
نه مادر پدرای ما، ببخشید من معذرت میخوام، مادر پدرای ما
I'm
so sorry. مادر پدرای ما میخوان ما financially sound باشیم.
I feel
happy.
Even more financial, it's happy. They want to see you. Once you feel like you're happy, and I feel like Anna's, that's something that you have that I hope I have, because right now I'm going to be making a decision one based on what I want. As much as I'm not trusting myself and as much as I'm terrified, at the end of the day, I decided that I'm going to do what I want to do. And I hope that in a few years, I can be where you are right now. You know, you proved to your parents that you made the right decision. And now they're happy for you because you're happy. And even though you didn't do what they wanted to do, you didn't go to medical school, even though you could have, obviously.
بچه رنگ الناز پرید. معلومه که این چیزایی که نسیم میگه دیگه داره این فکر میکنه نه پدر مادر من اصلا هم هپی نیستن. کاش از اول به حرفشون گوش کرده بودم. ای وای، مگر من الان تو این قفصی که بهش میگم خونه زندگی نمیکنم.
الناز, if I come out in a few years and I call you, hopefully we'll be in touch. But if we're not, if I call you and say you were right, I hope this happens.
I hope so too. And I know. انشالله همه جوان ها شاد باشن.
بچه چیزه، کی قرار راجب شاز آف سانسه تو کامنت رو صحبت کنی؟
Right after we come back from this break. So everybody, we're gonna go on a break and come back and talk about Shaz of Sunset.
تو گریه هم همیشه پناه همی تو چون تو شب و ستارمی تو. همه میگن نیمه گم شدنی تو، به خاطر دلت که دریاست، چشایی که تموم دنیاست. همیشه از خودت گذشتی، به خاطر همین که هستی. دوست
حالا یه اعتراف بکنم، من قشنگ میتونم با این آهنگ برم.
I know. I feel like I'm sorry, hold on. If I was like high and drunk, I would get down to this song so bad.
Imagine hearing this in a club.
I would. You would so get down. You would get down.
If you take away the lyrics, this is one sick beat.
Yeah, this is a sick beat.
It's just the lyrics of Dur and Chelo that aren't very fist pumping.
For people who probably don't know what we're talking about, this is the singer of this song is Asa, who was one of the stars of the Shahs of Sunset. And the reason why we played it was because we're going to be talking about Shahs of Sunset right now. We're going to be talking about the interview that we did with Reza Farhan last week and all the comments that you guys have left us. The thing is, I love it, but I hate it. Like, I love it, but I think it's so stupid.
I don't have lyrics.
I really think some DJ should come in, take off the lyrics, put some new lyrics on it, and this would be like the top hit on iTunes. Just take away the chelo kebab, bishkan mishkan, this would
work. Bishkan, this is the fun part.
No. And this was fun, but for those who don't get to see this with the song, it's not as entertaining.
Two weeks ago, Shahid and Hushang. با آقای رضا از شاهز آف سانست با هم مصاحبه کردن. یه عالمه فیدبک های عجیب غریب من روی صفحه فیسبوک رو میبینم که facebook.com/iranican. اگر شما هم نظری دارین لطفاً برین به صفحه فیسبوک ما یا برین به وبسایت ما iranican.com و نظرات خودتون رو بگید.
Okay, so I'm gonna do like an overall of what a lot of people have been saying both on iranican.com and our Facebook page.
بله.
And then we're gonna be talking about what we think about it.
درست.
So basically most of you went online and told us that on our interview, we spent a lot of time focusing on Reza's homosexuality. We concentrated on homosexuality and how and his experiences with his family and the Iranian community and all of that. And we didn't spend enough time, quote unquote, criticizing the show and telling. And we came off as big fans of the show.
Yes.
So one thing that I would like all of the listeners to know was that Iranican, whenever we bring anybody on the show, we're in a way, I don't want to say supporting them, but in a way, we're advertising them. Whenever anybody goes on any show, they're somehow being advertised. So that being set aside, we had two members of our group, of our co-hosts, who happened to be Shaws of Sunset fans.
Yeah.
If I was on that show, I would have probably, and to be perfectly honest, I'm one of those people that flip-flopped. When this show started, I was like, this is going to be crap. Like, they're a disgrace. But I watched a couple of them, and I realized they're absolutely no different than the other reality shows, which are all crap, by the way. And
yes, چیزی بگم حالا من
باز تو نمبر 6. نمبر 6. I'm keeping track, Faiza.
من الان شد 6.
6 تا interruption کردی امروز.
من صحبت‌های خانم شهلا سرشار توی VOA یکی از دوستان احتمالاً روی صفحه فیسبوک ما گذاشته. اون رو پیشنهاد می‌کنم به کسایی که مخالف این شو هستن برن و گوش کنن. شاید یک مقدار نظرشون عوض شه. من بحث‌های زیادی شده. من خودم با یکی از آقایون دوستان بحث که می‌کردم ایشون می‌فرمودن که ما تصویری که از فاکس نیوز از ایران میده اون رو ترجیح میدیم به این چرت و پرتا. میگم بابا خجالت بکشین. خوبی یا بدیش یه حالا it's a reality show. 4-5 تا آدم دارن زندگیشون رو میکنن و تو سیچویشن های مختلف قرار گرفتن و داره فیلم برداریش میده. این ایمیجی که از ایرانیان و چیز نمیدونم مدل ایرانی بودن و اینا از اون ریشوی پشمالوی نمیدونم بوگندو که بهتره رضا به این خوش تیپی.
I mean,
کیف میگارم نگاه.
I'll get you this again. Let me just say one thing and then we're gonna go, because I know you're like jumping out of your seats and you want
to
tell us.
I'm trying to get my opinion out there right now.
I'm gonna just say one more thing, which I've been saying on our Facebook over and over. If anybody is going to judge our race based on this show or based on the fact that terrorists flew into whatever or decided to bomb whatever, then I'm sorry. Those people are actually really stupid. Yes. If you are going to judge any race, any ethnicity based on a...
Hold on.
Sorry. Farza. You have to reach out to them.
Right. Exactly. Okay, Nassim.
And this is where I come in because as much
Welcome
as... No, I mean, as much as you said, and as you flip-flopped about the show, you were really unsupportive, and then once you saw it, you became supportive. I flip-flopped as well, but in the exact opposite way.
Okay, wait. I'm not supportive. I just don't...
You liked it.
I liked it. Okay. I thought it was entertaining.
No, I mean, it's definitely entertaining. I mean, I think when Jersey Shore came out, Italians weren't so happy about it either. I mean, they thought it was representative of them, but it has in no way changed like my perspective of Italians, and I hope it's
the same
for others.
They're all in the mafia.
I know, right? They're all in the,
yeah,
in the mafia.
We always thought they were all in the mafia.
No, so. I mean that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, you don't have to necessarily be like, oh, this is a horrible representation of the Persian culture. Because, you know, maybe some things are right, maybe some things are wrong, but at the end of the day, it's a reality show, and like Anna said, they're all crap. But I mean, the only criticism I had, I mean, what I was thinking when I was hearing the interview was, I'm personally not the biggest fan of Reza. Not that I don't like him, but it's just like, I'm not the biggest fan. And I feel like that's what was going on, that we got this much feedback that someone like Shahid and Hushang were both very supportive, very in love with the
یکی
show.
یکی از صحبتایی که رضا کرد این بود که کامیونیتی ایرانی که مثلا اونجا اشاره کرد که مادرش هم خب فیدبک هایی که گرفته از توی اینترنت نیست، از یه برنامه رادیویی ایرانی بوده که حتی شو رو نایده مردم شروع کردن کریتیسایز کردن و این مادرش ناراحت شده بوده. من دارم اینو میگم که ما به عنوان یه رادیو کوچولوی ایرانی اگه بخوایم یه اکیپ ایرانی که دارن یه مقدار یه گوشه‌ای از فرهنگ ما رو به هم و آدمایی که شما فرمودین نمیدونن ایران چیه، یه کوچولو قسمت چای خوردن و میوه خوردنمون رو دارن نشون میدن، قسمت اینکه ما هممون عمامه کلمون نیست رو نشون میدن، خب یه همچین چیزی رو ما ساپورت نکنیم آیا کار درستیه یا کار اشتباهیه؟
بعد من یه چیز دیگه بگم، این حالا هر کی که شو رو نگاه میکنه یا نمیکنه، مثلا اونایی که میکنن میتونن پشتیبان منم باشن اینجا. این دو تا شو قبلی دقیقاً روی همین تاپیکی بودن که ما امشب دربارشون صحبت می‌کردیم، درباره مادر پدرها و چجوری اینا توی جامعه ایرانی یا پشتیبان بچه هاشونن یا بر علیه بچه هاشونن. یکی رویشو یه مادری داشت که دائما میزد تو سرش، میگفت که تو سکسسفل نیستی با اینکه یه کلمه پول در میاره، تو she actually said you're not marriage material to her daughter.
آره بنده خدا.
No, I mean that's
و از اون طرفم وقتی که رضا رفت با پدرش سعی کرد و جوش بودن و مسلمون بودن و اینکه پدرش
بود.
پسرش یهود، ببخشید پدرش یهودی بود، مادرش مسلمون بود و مادر بزرگش که اصلا باهاش صحبت نمیکنه به خاطر اینکه این بچه مسلمون به دنیا آمده، you know, or like is gay. و از این طرف مثلا مادر پدر همین این خانم بسیار talentedی به نام آسا
whose song you just listened to
و چقدر مادر پدر سپورتیوی داره و این دختر اصلا she's so weird but she has the most supportive parents. مثلا
no, I mean,
you see this in the show and like it actually opens up your eyes to a lot of different issues. Like I remember watching the show last night and being like, oh, that's pretty interesting because I know people with parents like that. And here's the other thing. I know people like that. Anybody who is saying anything bad about this show, you know, between me and you, you know people
you
like
know
that.
People like
you
that.
Know people
no,
like
we
that.
Definitely,
you know, biatch,
we are
you know.
Definitely, yeah. We have a lot of girls that are definitely that psycho and definitely do a lot of those stuff. And like you
and
said,
and we wish we knew gay guys like Reza. I wish I knew gay guys.
You wish like you knew gay guys like Reza.
She doesn't. She doesn't.
But that's a personal opinion. I mean, to look at it in the more like broader perspective, I'm happy that Persians are getting out there. You know, anything is better than what we have been so far. And you know, maybe success in the reality business is better. It's good. I like it. I'm happy about it. I'm happy that we're going forward. I mean, but there's definitely a few questions that I wish I was able to ask Reza,
or
you know, some things that I want to know about this show that aren't really pertaining to his mustache or his being gay and coming out in the family. That's what I wanted to hear when I heard about the show.
خب اون این حرف شما کاملا درسته، ولی شاهد و هوشنگ به عنوان سوال‌هایی که یک سری سوال‌هایی که شد به عنوان سوال‌هایی بود که مردم روی فیسبوک گذاشته بودن یا روی وبسایت. پس اون سری سوال‌ها هم پرسیده شد. هنوز هم من میگم، من البته نه شاهد اینجاست نه هوشنگ، اگر که خود منم بودم، من به عنوان یک کسی که ساپورت میکنه شو رو اینترویو میکردم. I'm not a professional interviewer. من به عنوان یک کسی که یه شو کوچولوی ایرانی داریم و طرفدار مثبت و غیر تروریست بودن خودمون در سطح جامعه آمریکا هستم، I would have supported him. I would have supported Reza, especially because he's a successful, good-looking,
okay,
well-dressed.
That's your opinion that
Iranian
he's good-looking.
Man.
Definitely well-dressed, though. I have you on that one. But I mean, the only thing I'm trying to say is I understand where some of the feedback, both on the site and on the Facebook page,
so
is coming from.
Let's read some
is
of the feedback.
Because you don't have to love or hate the show to be supportive or unsupportive of the interview.
Bad.
That's what I'm trying to get at. I feel like a lot of people got mixed emotions just because two people that loved it did the interview.
بله.
It doesn't necessarily mean that everyone has to
من در این مورد
share the same
با شما
feeling,
موافقم.
بله. I respect what Hushang and Shahid wanted to say about it, but that's not what everyone shares. That's not the same perspective that we all have here and that we all have, you know, as a Persian community watching this show and having this, you know, become
درسته.
Up. Because for the first time the other day, at my work, someone approached me and they were like, oh, so what nationality are you? I said I'm Persian and stuff. They're like, oh, so like the Shahs of Sunset.
Yeah, like why
it's
not?
It's getting around. People
are oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It was the first time it happened to me. I didn't expect that to... People are now, you know...
It's a conversation
it's
starter.
Over, yeah.
It's okay.
It's all over the place. And actually, Saturday Night Live... Saturday Night Live did a clip and we're going to... We have
the
other
three.
We want to play it.
Okay. PG and Mercedes. You must be so excited about the Shahs of Sunset.
Yes, Andy. For too long, the media has only portrayed Persians as terrorists. But on our show, we're proud to portray Persians as human beings who are annoying and terrible.
I just want to say something to all of our viewers. Thank you for watching Real Housewives, then forgetting to turn off the TV when you went to take a shower.
That's funny.
ببین من
no.
یه سری همین الان چیز باز من شما رو هشتمین بار بود کات کردم.
Yes, I'm keeping count this time. I have a tally count right here. That was the eighth time.
من فقط یه چیزی بگم و من دیگه با اجازه همه دوستان مرخص بشم. این کامنت ها رو بخونیم ببینیم چی گفتم ملت.
We just pretty much...
We summarized everything that they said. That's literally it.
Why are you supportive of Shahs of Sunset?
Okay. No, this is what I feel like this is the bottom line. We're supportive of Persians doing what they want to do.
Exactly.
Get out there and do what you want to do and be successful and be in the media and be a public figure and stand for what you want to stand for. I mean, I wish there was a lot of people that stood for education, you know, on the show. I wish there was someone that stood more for like cultural values or something that I am. But, you know, I'm still happy that it's getting out there. And I feel like that's the joint.
So, okay, at the end of the day, we want to thank all of you, including Farah, Faraz, myself, Cyrus, Anush. Anush, مخصوصاً به خاطر اینکه خیلی از دستمون ناراحت بود.
آقا Anush,
ببخش.
I semi-share your perspective, maybe not completely.
آقا امیر و ایمان خودمون، و تمام آدمایی که رفتن لایکمون کردن، مثل امیر و نسیم،
مریم،
احسان، اشکان، سیروس، ساناز، آقای پروڈیوسر،
you're going a little too hard، ایلبورن، روزنا،
آقا و خانم سیکس اند فیس ان جون.
There's actually a really funny, can you close that really quick and then go up. I want to read the comment that about, yeah, go up, up, up. Stop. Okay. we put a picture up of like, what if I told you and your parents that there's a career other than doctor? And I want to read Sina Purshirazi's comment. At the end of it, he said something about how he's going into business. He says, to me, I'm a future businessman. And to them, his parents, terms that means I am a bazari. MBA to Persian moms and dads means master in Baqali administration. Right? And then under that, he's like, Baqali as in supermarket, not Baqali as in beans and shh.
Shoot.
I thought that was the funniest thing ever. Sina, you're super funny. And then, last thing, funny, because I want to show Fires at this picture. So speaking of Iranians in the media,
yeah,
have you guys heard of Sarah Shahi?
Yes.
Man,
I'm a guy. Of course I've heard
Have you heard of this?
Yes.
Have you heard of this? I have a picture and I'm showing Fires at right now.
Yeah, I have. I've seen better pictures.
I know, there's better pictures of you, and I was like too scared to show you.
I'm sorry, who is she?
So she is on a
show. She's half Iranian, half Spanish.
Yeah.
She's related to Fat Ali Shah Qajar or something.
So what is she doing now?
She's an actress. She used to be on the L Word. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
So the L Word I want to say like almost 10 years ago was a...
I was 9 years old.
It was a show about lesbians. Straight lesbians, and she played a lesbian
in the show.
And then after that, now she has a show. I think it's called something legal. I think it's a law show. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry because I don't know what the name of the show is.
I'm interested.
But it's on. I think it's on
Fairly
TNT.
Legal?
No,
I think it's called Fairly Legal.
Fairly Legal.
Fairly Legal. And
yes.
It's on
TNT.
Is it on TNT?
I've seen it on TNT. It's on cable.
It's somewhere in cable.
Definitely look her up. Sarah Shahi.
I didn't know it was her. I mean, one of my friends was telling me to watch Fairly Legal the other day, but
yeah, she's
awesome.
Super, super cute.
یک کس دیگه هم که یادم نره همین الان کلیپی که از Saturday Night Live گذاشتیم، خانم نسیم پدراد، یکی از کست ممبرهای Saturday Night Live هم ایرانی هستن.
آها.
Also
another رفته لایک زده؟
نه بابا ایرانیه، خودش اجرا کرد.
Another Persian that's getting out there recently. I believe her name is Nozanin. I don't know what her last name
Afshinjan.
Is. For How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Barney's new girlfriend in the new season.
Right.
Who is portrayed to be this beautiful, classy, educated female who has high standards, is Persian. And she's very, like, she's very active in the Persian community as well. Like, I have her on Facebook. And she's very, she's very awesome,
یکی
beautiful,
دیگه هم
successful.
یکی از دوستای خیلی خوشگل ماست.
یکی دیگه هم آسا.
یکی دیگه هم
حسین تهران جلی.
Let's just bring up Persians now.
Just say some random name.
Whoever you are. No, whoever you are, whatever you're doing.
Chalo kebab badu.
Ennaz has an obsession with this song officially, but I mean, I just want to say one thing. Whoever you are, whatever you're doing, I personally am so supportive of every Persian out there doing whatever they want to do and getting out there because, you know, we are a minority.
And we're moving forward,
and I'm happy.
Actually,
personally, I'm so happy.
As an institution, Iranian, we support hairy people.
Not necessarily hairy, successful people.
Successful hairy.
Successful Indian hairy.
I wonder if their parents were supportive of their decisions. اوکی تانک یو تانک یو تانک یو به شنوندگان عزیز هزار و یک بار هزار و دو بار هزار و سه بار تشکر میکنیم. بوس میفرستیم به
سمتون دو بوسه. I'm confused.
احمد نه بگیر دوتا رو به چه حالشو ببر.
احمد نه سه تا میخواد.
احمد از اون بوسه میخواد.
Oh my god, hug kisses to everyone. How's that?
شبتون روزتون عصرتون خوش. خدافظ.
خدافظ.
من با تو بدجوری ست میشم دیگه، مگه عشق من بی خیالت میشم. عاشق شدم چیزی یادم نیست، بیا بری کسی با